Nothing ever comes down, nothing ever comes down. Sometimes you'll find nothing ever comes down, nothing ever comes down. Sometimes you'll find nothing ever comes down, nothing ever comes down.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I just hopped off my feet into the chair to kill that dead air. My name is Anita B, and you are listening to my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was so good. That is like currently one of my favorite songs. It is Waves and Cloud Nothings. The song is Come Down, and you can find that on the 2015 album. It's a split album entitled No Life for Me. Now, funny enough, I'm a huge fan of both bands. Like, I'm not even sure which band I like more. I love Waves. Totally love them. They're out of San Diego. I love Cloud Nothings. Those guys are out of Ohio. And it's a toss-up, and I'm bringing this up because I'm kind of embarrassed, but I just discovered that album, like, the other day. I'm like, where was I? And then I gave it some thought. I was like, okay, 2015. Aha, that's where I was. I was in the midst of a divorce. That's what it was. So that year, 2015, a lot of stuff kind of just went above and around me, and I just... my head wasn't into like discovering new stuff. I was in survival mode, if that makes sense. Funny enough, though, I do remember listening to a lot of Cloud Nothings that year. Anyways, all right. My show here is just what I like to play. It used to be all Canadian music up until, I don't know, maybe 5-8 years ago, something like that. And that's where the name Sam Squanch came from. It is a Bubbles reference off the Trailer Park Boys, if you're unaware. Yeah, anyways. But now I don't just play Canadian music. The border has opened. I have opened that border to the rest of the world. All right, it is 6:36, and we're going to move on. I've got a lot of good stuff I'd like to thank tonight. A fair amount of new stuff. We're going to be hearing from a band out of Belgium. That is correct. Am I correct on that one? Yeah, what are they called? Bernadette Marys. So Brussels is in Belgium. Yes, it is. So those guys will be popping in soon enough. Is it Bernadette Marys? Huh. Oh, sorry. The Bernadette Marys. One R. That's why I was confused. Okay. And what else do we have new? A few other things, I do believe. But regardless, let's go back. Let's go back to the 90s because... really, let's be fair, it was maybe the best decade of all in music. From the album Illmatic, the very, very famous Nas killer record, we're going to hear Q-Tip and Nas on the song One Love. That is what we have coming on right now. Do I have it all set? Yes, I do. What can I tell you about these guys? Well, Q-Tip's still around, and I bring that up because Fife Dog, his compadre and tribe, has since passed away. How sad. The year was 2016, and Tribe is up there very, very, very much. It's like they're one of my favorite rap bands of all time. Okay, and Nas, of course. Well, you can't get any better than this. All right, here we go. This here is, making sure we are set, Nas featuring Q-Tip. The song is One Love here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Word is born, you got 6 minutes on that jack, kid. This shit is real.
Hey, yo, check this shit out, man.
Hey, yo, go, give me a cigarette, man.
Yo, here you go. Check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that? What's that?
Yo, it's a letter I got from my man Nas, man. Word is born.
What it say, kid?
What up, kid? I know shit is rough doing your bit. When the cops came, you should have slid to my crib. Fuck it, Black, no time for looking back is done. Plus, congratulations, you know you got a son. I heard he looks like ya. Why don't your lady write ya? Told her she should visit, that's when she got hyper. Flipping, talking about he acts too rough. He didn't listen, he be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake too. Fucking with them niggas from that fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got shot in the dome piece? Jerome's niece on her way home from Jones Beach's bug. Plus little Rob was selling drugs on a dime, hanging out with young thugs that all carry nines. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. What up with Port Mega? Did you see him or y'all together? If sold and hold a fort down, represent to the fullest. Say what's up to Herb, Ice and Bullet. I left for half a hundred in your commissary. You was my nigga when push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love.
Stay strong, out in New York, the same shit is going on. The crackhead stalking, loud mouths is talking. Ho, check out the story yesterday when I was walking. That nigga get shot last year, try to appear like he hurtin' something. Word him up, I heard him frontin', and he be pumping on your block. Your man gave him your Glock, and now they run together. What up, son, whatever. Since I'm on the streets, I'ma put it to a cease. But I heard you blew a nigga with an ox for the phone piece. Wildin' on the island, but now in Elmira, better chill, cause them niggas will put that ass on fire. Last time you wrote, you said they tried you in the showers, but maintain when you come home, the corner's hours on the rails. All these crap niggas know the deal. When we start the revolution, all they probably do is squeal. But chill, see you on the next VI. I gave you my Duke's loop for kicks, plus sent your flicks. Your brother's buck wildin' in Fort Maine. He wrote me, he might be this case till he come home, I'm playing low key. So stay civilized, time flies, no incarcerated, your mind dies. I hate it when your mom's cries, it kinda makes me wanna murder. For real, I even got a mask and gloves to bust slugs, but one love.
One love, one love.
A Buddha sack, minds in another world, thinking how can we exist through the facts written in school textbooks, Bibles, etc. Fuck a school lecture, the lies get me vexed up. So I be ghost for my projects. I take my pen and pad for the weekend, hitting nails while I'm sleeping. A 2 day stay, you may say I needed time alone to relax my dome. No phone left and not at home. You see, the streets had me stressed, something terrible. Fucking with the corners, have a nigga up in Bellevue at HDM, hit with numbers from 8 to 10. A future in a maximum state pen, it's grim, so I comes back home, nobody's out with shorty doo-wop. Rolling two fillies together in the bridge, we call them oo-ops. He said, Nas, niggas call me busting off the roof, so I wear a bulletproof, a pack of black Trey Deuce. He inhaled so deep, shut his eyes like he was sleep, started coughing when I peeked to watch me speak. I sat back like the Mac, my army suit was black. We was chilling on these benches where he pumped his loose cracks. I took the L when he passed it, this little bastard keeps me blasted and starts talking mad shit. I had to school him, told him don't let niggas fool him, cause when the pistol blows, the one that's murder
to be the cool one. Tough luck when niggas are struck, families fucked up. Could've caught your man, but didn't look when you bucked up. Mistakes happen, so take heed. Devil bust up at the crowd, catch him solo, make the right man bleed. Shorty's laugh was cold-blooded as he spoke so foul. Only 12 trying to tell me that he liked my style. Then I rose, wiping the blunt's ass from my clothes and froze, only to blow the earth smoke through my nose and told my little man I'm a ghost, I bros. Left some jewels in his skull that he could sell if he chose. Words of wisdom from Nas, try to rise up above. Keep an eye out for Jake, shorty, rock one love.
spin, room spin. Pat, Zuli, wait. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, why did I drink so much and smoke so much?
Tower.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is a classic from 2007, The Shins with Phantom Limb from the album Wincing the Night Away. Before that, we heard something, oh, so good. Kid Cudi, MGMT, and Rat-A-Tat from 2009 with the song Pursuit of Happiness, Nightmare. Okay. And you find that on the album Man on the Moon. The End of Day. All right. It is, let's see, 6:53. My name is Anita B. And I'm here with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8. This show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. All right. On the campus of UBC, in case you weren't sure. I left my home watching the Tigers wild card series game 2 on the 8th inning. I was replaying it because the game was on during my work day, so I couldn't watch it. And it was nuts. So the game, as I left in Houston, so Tigers versus the Astros, 8th inning, and the Tigers, I believe, had the bases loaded, and they were tied 1-1, like tied at 1. So I'm like, what? Craziness, total craziness. Oh, no, it was a 2. 2. Because the Tigers got a run early in the game. Then Houston came back, I think, with 2 in the 7th inning. So we were down by 1, and now it looks like we're tied. So I don't know what's going on, and don't tell me. Nobody text me. I swear to God, I will kill you. I've been, like, in a bubble. I've actually, like, texted friends and family saying, do not text me because I'm going to be at work and I'm going to be, like, you know, secluding my brain from the rest of the outside world. So I don't, like, I haven't looked at any social media. So nothing pops up. You know how that works. Because it's always like when you least, you know, when you don't expect it. You could be at the grocery store or something and some guy ahead of you, like some people are having a conversation and it's like, dude, did you see the Tigers like lose in that total nail biter? And I'm like, what? I mean, it doesn't happen a lot around here, but you just don't know. So I'm feeling pretty good. This is game 2 of a 3-game series. So if we win, then we've won. And then we go into, like, I guess the regular playoffs. And then if we lose, we play tomorrow. So it's kind of crazy. Very exciting. Very, very, very good baseball. Last night's game was unreal. Absolute, like, heart attack starter. Like, I was, like, screaming at the TV. Like, I was, like, on edge. And great, though. Great baseball. So there you go. All right, 6:56. Let's continue. Oh, speaking of Detroit, that's why I went on that little tangent. It's because I've got coming up right now the Detroit Cobras. Yeah, what song am I going to play us here? What do I have for us? Oh, hold on a second. I had it all ready to go. I do. I've got something from their 2016 album, Life, Love, and Leaving, ready for us to go. The song is Shout Bamalama. Now, if you don't know, Rachel Nagy, the lead singer, did die. She died, like, God, January of 2022. So that's kind of going on 3 years. It kind of seems like yesterday. Those guys were on Sympathy for the Record label, Third Man Records, amongst a couple of other labels. So there was a show back in August of 2022 in Detroit with the remaining members of her band. So who knows exactly where they're at now, but they played at the Magic Stick. Yeah, I've spent a lot of summers in Detroit as of late. Didn't go to that one. Haven't been there really that lately. I own a house there too. Kind of crazy. But I'm like an honorary Detroit girl. I'm from Windsor. And I actually went to school in Detroit. Went to Detroit Mercy. Whatever. Okay. I just hate when people talk about themselves like constantly. And I just don't want to be that person. But anyways, here we go. I'm going to stop talking. And we're going to be going into the Detroit Cobras. Let's just make sure I've got the right song going. I thought I had it all queued up. Here we go. What did I say? We're hearing Shout Bama Lama. That's right. We are good. Okay. The time is, who cares? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'll be back with the weather. I'm sure I will. Here is the Detroit Cobras.
He down Alabama. I'm John Bama Lama. I love a chicken, baby. Child, mama, lama. Well, nobody gonna set him down. In 1907, she was letting for the view. 1910, for the 10 feet of hill. Night crept over, drinking whiskey and gin. He fell out, but his tongue stayed in. His captain said so. Busting bricks now. Ooh, she do a work of mine. Yeah, town, mama, lama. Well, nobody gonna say I'm now. Deacon and the preacher were praying one day. Long game of bear coming down a little way. Deacon said, preacher, better say a prayer. Said a Lord of prayer, I won't kill that bear. I gotta roar for it.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scaculia, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustail.
You couldn't name the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, yet your critique of hip-hop stands. Inequality between the women and men, exclusion of reality, the queer and trans.
Who's moving these into the rap position? This apparition, this phoenix or pheasant, evanescent, heaven its essence.
Russell Simmons,
Judah.
Mr. Judah Bauer,
down.
The number one blues singer in the country. Blue. blues explosion. Yeah, that's right, we're number one. Number one in Philadelphia. Number one in D.C. Number one in Chicago. Number one in Detroit. Number one in Austin, Houston, Dallas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Vancouver. We're number one in New York City, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Cincinnati, Jackson, Mississippi. I said the blues is number one. The blues is number one.
Stop for us to move it, which is easy.
That right there is a band out of Belgium called the Bernadette Maries. Or as I incorrectly called them, the Bernadette Maries at the beginning of my show. I'm much better actually reading than you think I am. But there you go. Those guys are awesome. So good. They are a new band. They were just formed in 2024. And that song is a single just released. So good for those guys. I really can't find out much about the band, though, unfortunately. I've tried to do my research, and it's odd. Not a lot's coming up, but regardless, they're really good. Before that, we heard something from, like, I don't know, 97? The John Spencer Blues Explosion. Have not played that song from their album Orange that was released back in the late 90s in forever. Flavor. Such a great song. Over 6 minutes. We heard something from the local band Pink Mountain Tops in there before that. From 2009, I think, we heard from the album Outside Love, the song Holiday. All right. 7:16 it is. Let's find out what's going on in the weather. Well, it's currently 13 degrees here in Vancouver. Tomorrow is Thursday, of course, so it says it is a high of 15 with a mix of sun and clouds. Then we get into Friday and the weekend. So tomorrow it's going to be rain. Yuck. Did I say tomorrow? I meant to say Friday. 13 and rain. Gross. Then Saturday and Sunday look quite nice. Actually, Saturday all the way into Tuesday is anywhere from highs of 19 to 20 every day with a mix of sun and cloud. I will take it. That sounds good to me. All right, and it is already October 2nd, so I don't know, like a month and a half until ski season? Yep, it's going to happen. So my life is looking okay. I've got some baseball. On the horizon is some skiing, maybe some sunny weekend weather, sweet, some good music. That's all I need. All right. Okay, let's see what else we got here. By the way, my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am Anita B. And yeah, let's continue. Let's hear something from a band I just saw last week. Less than a week ago, as a matter of fact. If today's Wednesday, I saw them 6 days ago downtown. The band is Wand. They're out of LA. It was like maybe one of the best shows I've ever seen. And I've seen so many shows, like if you only knew. They just slayed it. They were just so good. There was a band on ahead of them that I was like, oh, good Lord. It was like an indie kind of like post-punk kind of band. And the minute out came the sax, I was like, oh, God, no. And it not good. And then maybe that's why Wand was so good. Like, I don't know. But Wand, again, just slayed it. They were so, so good. Such a crazy, flowy kind of jivey kind of vibe, right? It was, if you know Wand, you will love Wand. Okay, we're going to hear something from their latest single. It's new. It's called Goldfish, and let's do it. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
Oh no, my music player just stopped. It said something went wrong. Great. Okay, let me go back. Let's see if I can find my song again. We were just listening to Goldfish by Wand. That is nuts. It just stopped playing and then an error. Oh, we're good. Yay.
Well, they're an army of thieves. They've got everything they need. But what about us? What about us? There's lies in the seed, so hard to believe. But what about us? 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 Because it's time after time, we're stuck behind the line. What about us? What about us? And they won't admit defeat when it pours into the street. So what about us? What about us? What about us? What about us? Go on
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is Handsome Furs from 2011. The song is What About Us off their album Sound Capital. That features Dan Beckner and Alexi Perry. They had been engaged at around the time that the band started in 2005. And by the way, those guys were on Sub Pop Records. But I'm assuming that they no longer are together. Dan Beckner went on to form, what was that band? Oh, Divine Fits. That's right. And previously, so he's had quite the resume, the indie rock resume. So Divine Fits, Handsome Furs, and probably most notably Wolf Parade. I am a huge Wolf Parade fan. But he's from the island, Dan Beckner, and all of that stuff was happening in Montreal. I can't tell you where he's at now, but Handsome Fur is based out of Montreal. Okay, 7:31 it is. Before Handsome Furs, we heard something from such a beautiful band, Wand, with their single, which is new. It's called Goldfish. And then the Bernadette Maries, we heard their new single, Dream Place. Okay, we have just under half an hour until I get to go home and watch the rest of my baseball game. Yay! So until then, lots of good stuff. Shannon in the Clams is coming up right now. These guys are out of Oakland. We're going to hear something from their 2018 album, Onion. The song is called The Boy. Now, I haven't really seen these guys lately. They were, though, all the rage, like, you know, a few years ago, right around the time this album came out. And I lost my song. Give me a second. We're going to hear The Boy and The Clams. Here we are. I got it. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yeah, I got it. Shannon and the Clams.
Touch me and then teach me.
Well, that was a little embarrassing. I haven't heard much about Shannon and the Clams lately, because that song was from 2018 that we just heard, which is called Boy. I Googled them, and of course, two albums have been released since then. So I figure, okay, I got to play something from their new album. It was released just in May, so it's still technically new here at CITR. We give it a six-month window of newness before it's not considered new. And let's hear the first song on this album. And I like the name of it. It's called The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. And speaking of which, Happy New Moon. That is today. Happy New Moon / Solar Eclipse. Whole new beginnings, folks. Now, we couldn't see the solar eclipse here on the west coast of North, like at least west coast of Canada, nor really could we see it in the States at all. You could see it. I did look up the map. The southern half of South America, they're in the viewing range of the solar eclipse. But regardless, it's a time to set your new intentions. That's what a new moon is for. So put out some cool, interesting sort of wishes. What do you intend to do? And who knows, maybe the universe will pick up on it. I mean, I like to stay positive. And that is the story. That's how the moons work, right? You put out your new intentions at the sliver, the newly starting to wax moon until it, you know, is full in a couple weeks. And the full moon really is the time of lunacy. That's the time when a lot of strange things happen. And in fact, it can be the time when something like leaves your life, maybe. Full moons, yes. Or, yeah, who knows? You could manifest something by that time. But whatever. Okay. Let's hear something from this album, The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. This is Shannon and the Clams, and this is new stuff. We're going to hear the first track on this album. It's called The Vow, here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You're so much more than I knew I could ask for, Mr. Sam. To the microphone.
That right there is the band Cigarettes After Sex with Nothing's Gonna Hurt You, Baby. You can find that on their 2012 record, I. Actually, it's not a record. It's a four-song EP, I, period. We heard Beck in there before that with such a beautiful cover of Elvis, Can't Help Falling in Love. And you can find that on the album entitled Resistance Radio. The Man in the High Castle album. Okay, so I have to say that slowly. The Man in the High Castle album. It's an interesting thing. It was basically on the Prime TV show. The show is called, sorry. I think the show is called, hold on a second here. I'm confused. It's basically, his song was on a TV show. And the TV show is like out in 2015 on Amazon Prime. And the premise of the show is like, what one wonders what might have happened if the Axis powers of World War II had won the war. That's what it's called. So that's the whatever show it's off of. God, I wrote all this down and I still sound like an airhead. Okay, before that, we heard something from the Vancouver band Chains of Love. The song is He's Leaving With Me, and you can find that on their album Strange Gray Days from 2012, as well as Cigarettes After Sex. Okay, now we're going to head into 2014. We're going to hear something from the Toronto band. They're called First Base. You can find these guys on Hosehead Records, and that will be it for my show. Excuse me. I'm going to be going off to get some gas with my new Air Miles card. I'm very excited. I'm collecting points. And like once I get into something, I get into something pretty hardcore because I'm like, all right, I'm going to be going on a trip soon. I need to make sure I can perhaps get a free flight, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, First Base, as I mentioned, is on Hosehead Records. We're going to hear this song of theirs. Hold on a second here. Lost it. Where is it? Mm-hmm. You got to hold on me. That's the name of the song, but let me find it here. Oh, I just had it. Did I just walk away? We're going to hear this. Hold on. First Base. Hosehead Records. Here we are. This is the band. Why? There's like all kinds of weird stuff going on. All right, let me try it again. Maybe I can find it on Bandcamp. First Base. I know I can. Hosehead Records. Records. Mm-hmm. Right here. Boom. Found it. It's a short song. It's like, I don't know, probably 2.5 minutes. And I'm correct. It is 2.5 minutes. So here we go. Let's listen to that. That'll take me out to the end of my show. It's been a slice, as it always is here at CITR. My name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'll be back in a couple weeks. The show itself runs every second week from 6:30 until 8. All right. Until then, folks, it's been a slice. Here is First Base on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
drank special tea to help me dream so I could find you in my sleep. Mimicry, memory, presence, everything. Drank special tea to help me dream so I could find you in my sleep.